Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen. In de eerste week van december reizen een 20-tal Australische studenten uit Sydney naar Nederland om daar op bezoek te gaan bij het Nederlands bedrijfsleven. Deze reis en dit initiatief is van Shahid Majid, oprichter van het bedrijf Elite. En Shahid is nu aan de telefoon. Welkom, Shahid.
Welcome and good morning, Frans. How are you?
Good, very well, thank you. How are you?
I am very well indeed.
So can you tell me, Elite, what is that? You are the founder of Elite. What is the aim of that organization?
Look, so, yes, thank you so much, first of all, for interviewing me. This organization I created a few years ago with a vision and with a purpose to create an impact in the lives of future and emerging leaders through building global leadership capacity and acumen.
Wow.
So we work, we use a life cycle approach and work with a wide range of individuals, starting from the senior high school to tertiary when they move on to do university or post high school, whatever they want to do, and all the way to when they are at the early stages of their career in the professional life. So that's the vision for ELEAD, and it stands for the Center of Excellence for Leadership, Engagement and Development.
Wow. That is quite some that you want to achieve.
Yes, this is a passion project, I would say. I am really passionate about the future and emerging leaders and building and enhancing their capability. Obviously, this is in the 21st century, it's a global world, so we would love to achieve. It's a big task ahead of us, but I'm absolutely committed.
Yeah. Well, you've created this big task yourself. And so you are going to the Netherlands. How come your choice for the Netherlands?
Yes, well, so this is part of our a new initiative, which is in the international space. It's called ILEAD, which stands for Innovation, Leadership and Entrepreneurship, Advancement and Development. And we have done actually similar immersions earlier this year in China, in Scandinavia, including Norway and Sweden, and then to Canada. Then we did actually a second immersion to Scandinavia, so for two, earlier this year. And now Netherlands has been chosen as a primary target because of the whole Brexit. I think a large number of corporate organizations, they have moved their offices to Netherlands. It's the gateway to Europe. It's particularly in terms of innovation, it's very high on the innovation index and even on the happiness index.
I see.
And we're actually looking forward to, we'll be combining the program with moving just next door to Belgium as well to do probably a tour to the European Parliament, as well as doing some experiential activities in Belgium. But the primary focus is Netherlands.
All right. So, this trip you will make with 20 students, I mean, there are so many of those in Sydney, and how do you make the selection?
Yes, so for any of our immersion, we actually take these students through a very rigorous application and interview process. So we have received, I think, comfortably close to 200 applications for our immersions in December.
Yeah.
So there is an immersion happening for this Netherlands immersion. We have hosted interviews at the University of New South Wales, at University of Sydney, even at the Four Seasons Hotel at CBD. And as a result of an assessment center style group interview, which goes for about an hour, we have selected these students. We are still finalizing and getting a few more. So 20 will be an absolute maximum. It's a highly personalized program, which is why we keep the group to a very contained number. And a wide range of, so this is an inter-university and cross-disciplinary program. So we have selected students from a wide range of disciplines, including law, arts, commerce and business, engineering. So they will be coming from a wide range of disciplines.
Yes. So this trip is about a week. It's 6 days. How do the students fund their trip?
So the program itself, it's a 10-day intensive program. As I mentioned, so it commences in Netherlands on the 1st of December, and all the way it goes till the 10th of December. So the students will complete 1 week in Netherlands, which is where they will be visiting a wide range of corporate organizations, taking part in experiential leadership innovation activities. The companies such as IBM, Microsoft, we have also engaged some of the Dutch multinational organizations such as Philips, Rabobank, Randstad, Booking.com, obviously other organizations include Dell and Nokia. And then after they complete the whole week in Netherlands, then they move to Belgium where they do some hands-on, outward-bound style experiential leadership activities for 3 days. Okay. So it's a 10-day trip. We partially subsidize this for students as well. So that it's a self-funded program. We are at the very early stages of building this iLead program and model, but we have received a fair bit of success already. So students actually self-fund for the remaining of the funds. We provide up to a $500 scholarship subsidy to partially subsidize the program fee for the students who have been selected. Okay. And the remaining of a small proportion of the fee the students pay, which is used to cover their logistical expenses such as accommodation and transport and so on in the Netherlands.
I see. And I guess this trip is beneficial not only for the students, but also for the businesses.
No, absolutely. It's a two-way. Obviously, through this, one of our primary aim is to build two-way connections between some of the leading places globally, such as in this case is Netherlands, and between Netherlands and Australia. And so this will be an opportunity for these students to look at some of the best practices and benchmarks in, obviously, innovation and leadership and be introduced to the Dutch business and cultural landscape. But vice versa, this would be a great opportunity for some of the multinationals or Dutch organizations to pick on some of the brains of these emerging leaders coming from Australia and to engage them in some of the interactive activities. Some cases, maybe an organization propose a small activity or a challenge or an issue that they are facing and get some input from these diverse group of Australian emerging leaders.
And to
it's a two-way.
Thank you, Shay. To finish this interview, can you tell me very short the effect of being a young student and having visited so many different businesses?
Yes, absolutely. So look, because we have, as I mentioned, already done a couple of these immersions, the impact has been phenomenal. Students have been mentioning, I mean, off the top of my head, people have come back and said that this was a life-changing experience. It introduced them to the global landscape. They have brought back some of the practices because being in Australia, we are obviously far away from the rest of the world. And it's been really beneficial to not only the students, but to the community and the country as well, because they brought back some of the approaches that have been that they are trying to now launch in their daily lives, as well as in making Australia as a better place as well.
Okay, Shahid, thank you very much for your time and for this interesting story.
No, thank you so much. Thank you very much, and we look forward to the trip. Thank you.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.